Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Miguel DeLon. Batting second. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting third. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Meyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Alan Worth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Joe Gates. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Miguel DeLon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLon. The throw from Foley and he is safe. DeLon steals second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeLon moves to third. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into center field. DeLon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball four. Scott Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Wallace moves to third. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Miguel DeLon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Meyer scores. Picciolo moves to third. Duncan moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Worth fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Gates moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball towards left. Page settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Page. Foley scores. Gates scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Duncan attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gates bunts towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Page fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Page. Page throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Squires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gates goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Woodard pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodard. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Woodard steals second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero bunts towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guerrero for the out. Woodard moves to third. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Scott Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Woodard now playing second base. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Dave Revering now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo throws to second for one, and Woodard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Woodard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delone bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Picciolo moves to third. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Delone steals second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a line drive to left field. Garr throws towards the plate. Foley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Picciolo scores. Delone scores. Duncan moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Laron Lagro now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Glenn Burke pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Darrell Woodard. Ross Baumgarten now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burke scores. Page moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Page moves to third. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Revering goes all the way around to score. Wallace moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Scott Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Taylor Duncan now playing second base. Del Alston now playing left field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Meyer for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Chappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burke for the out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Worth covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.